The next patient is John Long. The last name is L-O-N-G. First name, John. Clinical case of an 84-year-old white male that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease stage 4 that is associated to obstructing nephropathy, period. The patient has a history of bilateral hydronephrosis, obstructive uropathy, with a bladder mass that is followed by Dr. Bobby, period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on November the 28th of 2022, the serum creatinine was reported for the BUN66. The GFR is 13 mLs per minute, and the patient doesn't have any symptoms. The albumin is 4.8, the total protein 7.9, the calcium 9.7, and the patient is not acidotic. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia. This hyperkalemia has to be watched. We gave detailed information regarding the potassium content in food because the serum potassium was 5.4. The patient is encouraged to follow a diet that is no more than 2,000 milligrams of potassium in 24 hours. Period. The symptoms related to hyperkalemia and the possible untoward manifestations were discussed with the patient. Following number, the patient has a normal hemoglobin that is 14.2 and the hematocrit is 45. Following number, the patient has a history of a status post TURP that was done by Dr. Povey. The patient continues to take Proscar and Tamsulosin, period. The patient is followed by Dr. Povey, P-O-B like a boy, I, period. Following number, supraventricular tachycardia, follow up with cardiology. To the auscultation, the patient has a short systolic murmur 1 over 6, period. The patient is asymptomatic, is functioning well. There is not a need at this point for a renal replacement therapy. Most importantly, the patient doesn't have overt proteinuria. Period. The culture was positive for Klebsiella. However, the patient is asymptomatic. I am not going to treat the patient. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the imaging in the face-to-face with 20 minutes and the documentation 5 minutes.